This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWire.com, and I am here at Commodity Classic with Bill Hendricks. And Bill is with Dow AgroSciences. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing very good today. Thank you.
So, Bill, can you tell everybody a little bit about what your area of expertise is?
Yes. So I'm the biology team leader for insect traits and seed treatments for Dow AgroSciences. And the main project I've been working with for the last several years is the development of SmartStax, which is our new offering in corn. It's the joint development with Monsanto to bring eight traits in a stacked a package in corn. So, and then we launched that this year, 2010.
So, of those eight traits, can you be a little more specific on what some of those traits are
Sure.
and how they're beneficial for the grower?
Absolutely. So, the benefit to the grower, I can get to that right away, is the broadest spectrum. It will bring the best of both the Herculex traits as well as the YieldGuard traits. So, it's got double modes of action above ground and below ground, plus it's got Liberty, Link, and the Roundup Ready herbicide traits. And then the other major benefit back to the farmer is because of the resistance management protection, because of the extra modes of action, the EPA has granted us a reduced refuge. So instead of the 20%, it's a 5% refuge.
Great. Now, there, you know, farmers in different areas of our country actually sometimes have different issues.
Yes.
So when you talk about the smart stacks, is it something that farmers can actually come and say, oh, these are the eight stacks I want, or is it just the eight stacks that you find that are going to be most, you know, broadly beneficial?
Yeah, great question. So what we've done, because of all the issues with trying to breed, I mean, it's very difficult to make every single combination. And so what we've done is bring all of that in to bring the broadest possible. So I think no matter where the farmer is, they'll find that the traits will offer them protection. So whether it's a western bean cutworm, or say they live in Illinois with a variant area of corn rootworm, they'll find that this brings the best possible protection to them.
So is this the first year, Bill, that your SmartStax is available, and it will be for this growing season?
That is correct. Yes, we just got registration in 2009, so it is available for the 2010 growing season. Yep.
And is there any plan of taking this SmartStax technology and moving it to other seeds, you know, it's like soybean, or are you going to focus, just, you know, keep it focused on corn?
Right. For now, I think the eight stack, like we're talking about with SmartStax in corn, we're certainly developing different things with soybeans. As you may know, we've got the DHT technology, the new herbicide technology with soybeans. So there's a lot of exciting things going on right now. But again, we're a very technology-driven company, so we're trying to find what's the best fit for the different crops and then try and bring that in into that crop. So
right.
Look for new things in soybeans coming soon.
All right, so you're not going to tell me, Bill, but...
You know, they take me out back and beat us.
But I'll make sure I keep checking so to see when you make those announcements.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's a lot of growers here at the show, but a lot of people couldn't make it. So where can they go to get more information about the SmartStax?
Yeah. So they certainly can go to our website or go to Google and just type in SmartStax, www.smartstax.com. But DowAgroSciences.com certainly will take them right there as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of information. They can look at our product guide and see the different hybrids that we've got, depending on what maturity zone they might need the corn for. So, absolutely.
Great. Thanks, Bill.